We have to be up to the task to get it. We have to have our ducks in a row with the things that we're ticking off right here. Once we get that, we're on the right track. And this thing has, from Maple Street to BB Highway, is in this particular issue. We have still to get from the interchange to Maple Street, and we in Hollister work on that every day. We're this close to getting that done, too. So, I mean, I think I'll have a better idea about where we're at with that in 2 weeks. So we're that close to figuring out how we make all that work. If this shot at it doesn't work, we're still going to do it. I don't care if a little city has to be in debt for the rest of their lives. We're going to do this because this will get us a long ways down the road on where we're supposed to be. And that interchange was built to accept this road. That's a 60,000 car a day interchange. We could have spent $10,000 less and had a 24,000 car a day interchange. This interchange was built for that. So, and you get this in and you go out just a little ways and you go 2 miles south, you're at the airport. And you have another way in and out of these PGA events and to the airport. So there's some things. There's a real reason why we're doing this stuff. So, and Devin, is there anything that you guys need from the rest of the world that you're not getting as far as support?
Not at this time.
Okay. We've written so many letters, I don't know. Do we have current letters from all of us, or do we need all new letters, or what do you need here? Because
we'll... We want letters again, because there'll be a little change in the plan as soon as they...
Okay, so what we need is, you know, you either need the sample letter or at least the talking points that we have to say, and then... I guess we can ask your mayor here if he's going to sign one of these letters for us, and I know Mayor Tate will sign a letter for us.
I'm taking reading lessons right now.
That's just excellent.
Sign with both hands, Chris. Yeah.
So.
And you know what? As we spoke here, a letter from the private citizens are good too. They want to see the community is beside it.
Glad to hear that.
Pardon?
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Okay. That's all right.
I know the hour's late, but I got one quick item.
Sure.
So I want to get rid of some paper I brought with me.
Sure.
I'll just post you very quickly on the transload facility that we've been discussing for about the last 2 to 3 years. Had a couple of meetings with the Genesee of Wyoming and the Union Pacific Railroad hosted down at Hollister. Staying in touch with the Genesee and Wyoming, which is one of the largest short line railroads throughout the country. They've got places all over the country. And they're sending me the monthly link still. And Rick has been in some conversations with them a couple of months ago, since the first of the year. I haven't been in direct conversation, but they send me their monthly update of projects they've got going around the country. This first page is just taken right off of their website. But you lead down that first page, and it shows up the top of that first page, communicate, locate, create, and ship. And this is from their industrial development department that goes out, does site reviews, surveys, and then gets the operator to come in, and either the operator will own it and operate it, or the railroad will, of a transload facility. Transload facility being something that can offload trucks, rail or air freight. And we had a presentation that Travis presented, it's been over a year ago now, of the facility to better acquaint everybody with how a facility operates. So a little bit of history behind it. But I went on their website just to see what was going on in our area. And of course, the Missouri North Arkansas Railroad, which is operates, the Brandon Scenic Railroad operates over it, from Kansas City all the way to Hope, Arkansas. was right down through Branson. That's the track. And actually, the Missouri North Arkansas Railroad is owned by the Genesee and Wyoming. So that's where we've been dealing directly with the owner in a couple of meetings that we had in Hollister. But I looked at what was in our area here on the Missouri North Arkansas Railroad. If you turn to that last page where the photo is, you'll see MNA there, and there's 15 locations they've got in place already. And the one that's closest to us was one that was not even in place 2 years ago when we started to talk about this. And that's down to a little wide place in the road called Yellville, Arkansas. You see it listed here. It's titled We Pack Transload. That's the name of the company that sets it up and operates it. But right now, just south of the Arkansas line, about halfway between there and Little Rock, is this item 4 you see listed on there, the We Pack Transload Facility. And there's only 2 other transload facilities. Other facilities are regular shipping facilities on the Missouri North Arkansas Railroad right now. And one of them is down at Paris, Texas. Two of them down in Paris, Texas, that are transload facilities. So these are in place all over the country. The technology is not something that's new. It's a matter of getting the railroad and startup company interested in doing it. And recently, Rick has been contacted by them, so they're still interested in meeting with us. But you see on this print that facility that's in place down at Yellville, and it's just a wide place in the road, but yet this important facility that can offload from trucking to rail is in place, and it's been built in the last 2 years. And they've got kind of like a Y track that goes in there, you can see. Very similar to the long curve we've got out south of town. Very similar scenario of the kind of facility we're talking about. It's just been built south of the Arkansas line. It'd be nice if we'd been ahead of the curve and got this business too. But the railroad is the one that will determine whether it's profitable to do it, and it will be the one that will promulgate this and lead it. So long and short, we want to stay in close contact and communication with them. This particular facility has, it's got rail car spots. It's got the possibility of 16 cars being spotted in there. They actually interchange with the Union Pacific Railroad, the BNSF, and the KCS. So here is a transload facility that's grown up just since we started discussing this 2 years ago. We've got one asset over and above this facility, and that's the airport, where you could be a freight forwarder also. All three things coming together out there in the vicinity of our airport, the highway and the rail. So we've got everything that's good potential for that taking place. So we're planning to continue to dialogue with them, and Rick is our main contact. But if we can get another meeting set up and with the principals involved, we'll see if we can rekindle the interest to see about locating a transload facility south of Hollister.
I think a couple of relevant points here is, one is if we would extend 86, there is a very good place for a transload facility, but also to the expressway. Where the expressway goes, we already have a pre-approved railroad site just off the edge of the expressway. And the only way in and out of that would be through Downing Street in downtown Hollister. Well, that isn't going to work for 40 tractor trailers a day or whatever we would need. But if we could get out the other way, that would be a game changer for the expressway could do that. And that would take them straight to the interchange and out to the highway. We have lost a lot of good jobs because we can't do that airport. We have that privately owned airport, the Bay Airport, and they could do aviation remanufacturing facility there. There's been 3 that have looked at it, and we've been a long ways down the road, but airframes and jet engines come on rail. If you don't have rail, you're out. That's it. There's no more discussion. There's no more anything. And they've got all of the shovel-ready sites sitting right there waiting for one of these places to be, but we can't compete because we can't get the raw materials it takes to make it work. So rail is a big deal for our entire area. The other place that could do it is a charcoal plant, but you can't have those people and the tourists all combined together into heavy industrial
stuff. Not the desirable place to locate.
You're just going to wind up with...
But also freight forwarding, wherever it's been done with the transfer facility, has really grown that business. That'd be another asset to the airport, to their revenue stream.
Absolutely, and they would love it. The airport would support this. The airport may even invest.
All of the general mercantile businesses, Menards, all of them could have rates cut if they could ship by rail. Right now, they're trucking everything in. But if they could go to truck over to this transload facility, ship things in and out all the way across the United States by rail, this is what this would open up. So that's what we're taking a hard look at this and continuing to investigate and try to set up, perhaps by our next meeting, if we can coordinate more specifics on a general meeting to get all the parties together.
I've been a little bit hesitant on this because me and the Union Pacific, which actually owns the line and the mule barn, we've had kind of a detailed relationship lately about getting that mess cleaned up. I might not be the best sponsor for this for a little while, but we're pretty close.
Unfortunately, this is a Genesee of Wyoming, is a main leader out of Florida, instead of the UP, but they are partial to this.
The UP owns the line. Now, they don't lease the line, but they own the line.
Well, the Missouri North Arkansas owns the line, and they report to Genesee of Wyoming.
Well,
but they connect with the UP.
Let me assure you.
And they're a major interchange with the UP.
We can talk about that, but let me assure you, we're working with them to get the mule barn cleaned up, and that's been kind of a long, direct process. So we're about to the end of that, and we should have it under control. The guy that does both of these is the linchpin to this, a guy named Adam Teets, and we're... Adam's my man, so we'll get through this, and I speak with Adam on a regular basis, just to be sure.
Let's get the new barn settled so we can...
That would be good. That would work. That would make this go better.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
I shall move.
Second. Motion made. Second. Adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same side. Carries. Thank you guys very much.